Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. As a matter of fact, we have another host on tonight, which is Coach Dion. She's going to be taking the lead. Coach Dion, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Big. I was actually waiting for an intro. Thank you so much. Hello, Think Big listeners. I am so excited about our guest today. We're in for such a treat, so just sit back, relax. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. Today, our guest is Mr. Peter Glickman. Peter grew up out of St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and he graduated from Reed College in Portland, Oregon in 1968 with a BA, and he currently lives in Florida with his wife, Marlene. Now, he is the author of Lose Weight, Have More Energy, and Be Happier in 10 Days. He wrote that in 2004, and then he released the Lemonade Diet, a Master Cleanse audio CD in 2005 as well. So I am a big fan of the Master Cleanse. I do it at least four times throughout the year, and I know the results of it. I know the health benefits of it. And to all of our listeners who've ever had any questions in regards to the Master Cleanse, we have the Master himself on air with us today. So, Peter, we want to welcome you to Think Big Radio, and thank you in advance for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on with you and Big, because I think you guys are doing great things by educating people and spreading the word and helping one another to be able to, you know, achieve better things. That's what it's all about.
Now, Peter, before we get this interview started, it is so important for people to know how can they reach you. So please let the world know, how can I get in touch with Peter Glickman to learn about getting in health?
Well, the best thing for them to do is to go to any search engine in English and type in Master Cleanse or Peter Glickman, and they'll go right to the website. The website itself is themastercleanse.com, and there's all kinds of information there. There's a bulletin board. There's 17,000 members. There's five moderators. There's everything you could possibly imagine. So that'll do it.
Excellent. And before we actually get started, I want to let all of our listeners know, if you have any questions for Peter, please feel free to contact us or call in at 718-664-9989. And I'm also online through our chat session. So if you want to type in a message to me or a question to ask Peter, feel free to do that, and I will make sure you get your questions answered through our chat session. And so, Peter, we're going to go ahead and jump right in, because I am so excited. I have like a book of questions myself, so I'm going to try not to be stingy, okay? But I want you to go ahead and start off telling us what you want our listeners to know about the Master Cleanse. Peter?
Okay, it appears.
Uh-oh. Actually, we lost Peter. Actually, no, here he is. He just called back in.
Okay, great.
Hi, Peter. Are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute.
That's okay. We're undaunted by technical difficulties. We're not afraid of them.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and let you start off by telling our listeners what it is you want them to know about the Master Cleanse, about TOSAs, anything you want to start this conversation off with.
Great. Well, the first thing I'd like to communicate to people is I think it's really important people understand that something can be done about their health. My topic, obviously, is going to be about health, and I want people to know that something can be done about their health. On a larger sense, you know, people can be who they want to be and what they want to be, and they must never let anybody talk them out of that. And health is no different than that. It's a kind of a little one possibility of a whole lot of things people can be is healthy. And so I think that's really important for them to understand. And also, same thing is true of happiness, that there's a way to become happy, and people can achieve that if they put their mind to it and they look for it. So that's important to understand. Something can be done about your health, and you can do it, and you're the one who's responsible for it. Having said that, the next thing I'd like to discuss is what are some of the barriers to that. And the most significant one, I think, today that needs to be discussed and talked about, and it will lead us right into where we're going, is discussing the idea of toxins. Toxin is simply a poison. That's what it means. And they come in all shapes and sizes, and most people think of toxins as the kind of poison that kills you dead instantly. You know, like one minute you're alive, then you have a toxin, the next minute you're dead. And that's true of some toxins, but not all of them. On the other end of that spectrum of toxins, there are toxins that don't kill you at all. They just make you sad, tired, and unhappy. And as an example of that, many people have heard of lead poisoning. And some people have the funny idea that lead poisoning means that if you eat some lead, you're going to drop dead in the next minute. But that's not true. Lead poisoning is something that what it does is it creates learning disabilities, it creates a propensity to violence, and it does that over a long period of time. And so what it does is it just reduces the quality of a person's life. It makes them feel like they just aren't able to do what they'd like to do and that they have to struggle against things in their life, and they're made much more miserable. On a lesser level than, say, lead poisoning, you have things that result from people just eating their normal food. So, for example, when people eat animal protein, when they eat meat, one of the byproducts of that, when the body digests it, is something called uric acid. And the name of it isn't particularly important, but uric acid gets stored in the body. When the body can't get rid of all of it, it stores it in the body. And usually uric acid gets stores in crystals in joints, and in particular in the joints of the big toe, where most people have heard of a disease called gout. And gout comes from way too much meat and rich foods, and then the body doesn't get a chance to get rid of all of the toxins that are normally part of just being alive, eating, and the body using food. So there's all kinds of different toxins. Some of them are environmental, like mercury or DDT or pesticides. Some of them are, you know, come from just eating and the body's normal metabolism, just the building up and the using of food and the building up of new cells. And so they come from all different sources. And when the toxins come into a body, those that don't kill you right away just kind of slowly make you tired, they make you a little dumber, they make you a little unhappier, and they make you fatter. What most people don't realize is that the body, to protect itself from toxins, stores them in a fat cell. Stepping back for a minute, the normal detoxification process for a body is that the liver takes these toxins, and the liver performs something like 512 chemical operations for the body. And some of those are neutralizing toxins so that the toxins can be gotten rid of and out of the body. When there's too much for the liver to handle, the liver stores it in fat cells, and it says, hey, you stay there, I'm going to get back to you later. If a person continues to consume far more toxins than the body gets a chance to handle, then the body never gets a chance to get back there. And people put on additional weight, more and more and more weight. And this weight is because the body's just protecting itself from the toxins. And what it amounts to is when a person goes on a diet, like let's say they go on a diet where they're eating artificially flavored and colored and sweetened chocolate whatevers, but they only get a small slice of it. Or they have a certain specially prepared food and it tastes just like, I don't know what, spinach ravioli, but it's not really spinach ravioli, it's something a little less that has less calories. Because they're reducing their calories, the body is forced to burn fat. But the minute they come off that diet, they're going to put that weight back on instantly because the body needs the fat to protect itself from the toxins, and you haven't lessened the toxins. Any means that will detoxify the body, whether it's a water fast, whether it's a juice fast, whether it's a master cleanse, whether it's just eating raw vegetables, whether it's being a vegetarian, anything that reduces the toxic load of the body will begin to lose weight. People's weight will just get shed. And so it's important to understand that process, because most people think, when they think detoxification, which simply means getting toxins out of the body, when they think detoxification, they think it's a one-step process. I have the toxins today, boom, they're all gone tomorrow, one step. And that's not true. Detoxification is a two-step process. I have the toxins today. The body mobilizes the toxins and gets them out from where they're stored, and that may make me feel not so happy for a day. And then they're eliminated. And you have to understand that there are detoxification symptoms. I just call them detox symptoms. Tiredness, irritability, headaches, other aches and pains, cravings. These things are detoxification symptoms. And if you know that it's a detoxification symptom, and if you're doing the Master Cleanse, for example, and you know that these toxins will be gone the next day, you realize you don't have to put up with that for 10 days. So part of succeeding on the Master Cleanse or any detoxification program, even if it's just going raw vegetarian, part of succeeding with any of those is realizing there are detoxification symptoms when the toxins that are in the body start to come out before they're eliminated, and they will go away so that
wow,
you don't have
Peter.
To live with it.
Wow, Peter, that's great. It kind of reminds me of when I wasn't a smoker for a long time, and I started back with cigars, and then when I stopped, it was just my body was going crazy for those first 3 days because of that nicotine habit. And you're saying that even for people who don't smoke, but it's just that those toxins in our body, we're going to go through some type of symptoms, but with your program is going to help alleviate those symptoms where it won't be as long a time?
Absolutely. Absolutely the case. I have to correct you on a couple of points, though. Well, one, actually. It's not my program. I promote it a lot because I think it's great, but it was actually developed by a fellow named Stanley Burroughs in the 40s, and he published the first book on it called The Master Cleanser in 1976.
Wow.
I just regained my health from it and was so impressed by it, I started telling people about it, and the people who I told about it had questions, and pretty soon I realized everybody had the same questions, so I wrote another book about it. But yes, that is true. And it's interesting to note that people who are detoxifying from anything, whether it's they're giving up coffee, they're trying to get off some kind of a street drug, they're trying to get off a medicinal drug, they're trying to get off smoking, they're trying to quit eating chocolates, whatever it is, as soon as they stop eating it, the body starts getting those toxins out, and the first thing that happens is they start to crave them. Cravings come up really strong, and if anybody who's ever smoked and then quit realizes that they had more of a stronger craving for a cigarette after they quit than while they were smoking.
And yeah.
That's because of the detoxification. And the brilliance of Stanley Burroughs when he devised the Master Cleanse is not only did he just come up with a way to get the stuff out, but he also came up with some additional ways that are part of the Master Cleanse that help make the toxins move out of the body faster and quicker, which makes it easier to get off of those things. So that's the point I want to talk about with toxins, because what happens is a lot of people get into the how much weight can I lose, and they want to go into the weight loss aspect, which is perfectly valid. And you have to understand that the reason for the weight is the toxins, because I've had people who've done Master Cleanses, lost weight, put it all right back again within 2 weeks because they went right back to eating junk. I have other people who did the Master Cleanse, went on a healthier eating program, ate only good, raw, healthy foods, and they continued to lose for another 6 months. So people are in control of their weight. It's what they put in their mouths that makes the difference. It's not how much you eat. It's what you eat. If
well,
you eat real food, you will not put on weight. It's the fun food that does it.
One thing that I like to say about our host tonight, Coach Dion, is that she's living proof, and she talks about you and you know, in more ways than one. And I was just honored for you to accept our invite to come on tonight so that, you know, Coach Dion can let the world know that this thing actually works. She's living proof.
Absolutely. And you know what, Peter? So I just got to thank you for that, Big, because it is an honor for me to be quite interviewing Peter, because I'm such a big fan of his, and I know what detoxification does. I'm a living proof of it, as you said. Peter, one of the things, and I don't know if you know this or not, I don't know if you had a chance to check me out, but I give detoxing classes to all my clients, and one of the things we do, we all do the Master Cleanse for 10 days. And one of the things I always get, and I know what I tell my clients, but I want to hear what you would say to them. They always talk about how difficult it is to start off. What can you say to people who really truly want to detox, but they lived a life for years of eating unhealthy, and to jump right into detoxification is really difficult for them? What advice can you give them?
You know, that's a really good question. I found that there's a couple of points that are very important for people trying to start out to do something about this. The first thing is, I tell people it's not willpower, it's knowledge. The more they learn about what a standard American diet does to their health, the more motivated they are to do something to change it. And if people understand what detoxification is and what a detox symptom is, that they may feel not so good for the first 2 or 3 days, but after that they're going to feel amazing, then they have the power to get over that. When you realize that a detox symptom is going to be less or gone with the next morning's eliminations, it's easy to get past a headache because you know it's going to be easier. So I really push the idea that it's not willpower, it's knowledge. And I recommend to people that they have some kind of a book on it, or they do some kind of reading on it so they know what to expect. Days 2, 3, and 7 are going to be the worst. They should expect that.
Oh, my God. I just like screaming. I'm really trying to contain myself because I always preach that. Those are the most difficult days. Like day 3, I'm about to just go insane, right? But after I get past that mark, I'm at a calm, peaceful, relaxing state because I know I start feeling good from that moment forth. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Secondly, Peter, and you're absolutely right about that. Now, I have a lot of clients, and I know there are a lot of people out there who know the master plan, love doing it, but this always comes up. And so I just want to ask you, for those people who have acid reflux, how would the master cleanse bother their acid reflux problem?
You know, that's another really good question. I had a good friend of mine who had terrible acid reflux, and she wanted to do the master cleanse. Her husband had done it, had wonderful wins. Just she watched him. He just did great. She decided she wanted to try it. She went on it. Around day 2 and 3, she found her acid reflux was really getting bad. She went to the store. She bought herself an over-the-counter acid reflux, whatever it was, took one of those for a day or two. After that passed, she was able to get off of that. The acid reflux was handled. She didn't have a problem with it after that.
Now, Peter,
that's one person. Everybody's different. That's the first thing you discover when you get into any kind of alternative medicine or even any medicine. I had a good friend who was a retired medical doctor, and together the two of us had an alternative medical clinic in Georgia. And we used to do chelation, which is an intravenous treatment that's an alternative to bypass surgery. And it's just amazing. You get people that seem like they're identical. They have the same situation. You do one thing for one person, do the same thing for the other. One person does great, and the other one, it doesn't go anywhere. So a person really has to learn about themselves, and that's important. So for the people, just to finish off the comment on the reflux thing, for people who have reflux or anything else like that, it's a matter of you do as much as you can, recognizing that days 2, 3, and 7 are the worst. And if you need a little help to get over it, you know, go ahead and take the help, whatever you need to do to get over it. I've had people who've had terrible, horrible, screaming headaches. Most people just cold turkey it. And it's, by the way, it's the people who have caffeine habits, either coffee or soft drinks. And the longest I've ever heard of caffeine headaches is 4 days.
Wow.
Usually it's either none to two. But I've had people who had terrible caffeine headaches, and they just had to take something for it. They did for just like day 2 and 3, and then that was it. They didn't take it anymore, and it was done, and their headache was gone. So it's an individual thing.
Okay, so Peter, I'm going to let you know what's going on right now. Every now and then we have people that call in, and they either want to ask a question or they're just calling in to listen. So we have a caller, and that area code is 714-454. So, caller, I'm going to get you on the phone. You're going to tell us your name and where you're from. If you don't tell us that, then I'll assume you just want to listen. I'll just put you back on mute. After that, Peter, we'd love for you to get that information out one more time where people can reach you. So, caller at 714-454. You are on.
Hi, my name is Cece, and I'm a good friend of Dion. And
hi.
She told me about the gentleman who was going to be interviewed, and I said, I just got to listen. I've actually done the Master Cleanse twice. I love it.
Great.
I want to do it longer than 10 days. Life hasn't permitted, but I will.
Cece, where are you from?
I'm from Riverside, California. I'm a hydrocolon therapist.
All right, great.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. It's a wonderful alternative method for people to get a lot healthier. And I thank you for your praise of the Master Cleanse. I tell you, I think it's a great kind of a thing. One of the things that I discovered when I went longer than 10 days, my first Master Cleanse was 20. I've gone as long as 28. And one of the things I discovered on one of my longer ones was I was able to smell really wonderful, delicious foods, but not have any interest in eating it. I was actually driving past a rib place, and I have a soft spot in my heart for barbecued ribs. And I drove past it. I think I was on day 14, and I smelled it, and it just smelled so good. And then I realized that it was like a scratch and sniff. It smelled wonderful, but I had no inclination necessarily to put that in the body. Now, I will tell you that I'm not 100% raw vegetarian anymore. I was for 6 months. It was wonderful. Did great for my health. Right now, I probably eat 70 or 80% raw vegetarian, and every now and then, you know, I'll go have a hamburger or ribs or something like that, but much, much less frequently than I ever did before. So it's a great thing. There's all kinds of interesting things that happen when you go past 10 days. So that'll be interesting, Cece.
Yes,
it really is. I remember. Thank you so much for calling in to Cece, because Cece is my colon hydrotherapist, and I'll never forget, I went 15 days on the Master Cleanse, and it was the best feeling ever. And once you break through past the 10 days, Peter, I have to tell you, it is an awesome feeling. And you don't get, you're just like, food is overrated. I got in the 15 days, the food is overrated.
Yeah, that's a very common thing that people get, and it's marvelous. It really detaches you from what goes on, and it's great. What happens is a lot of people who go longer than 10 days kind of get hooked on the Master Cleanse, and they want to maintain that sense of being detached and having energy and calm and the crystal clarity. They want to maintain that, you know, and so they want to do the Master Cleanse all the time. And so I occasionally have to remind people that there's really three things to having vibrant, good health. Detoxification is one of them. The other one, one of the others, is nutrition. You really have to get enough good nutrition of real solid food and possibly vitamin supplements. You have to do that because you can't just detoxify your way to vibrant, good health. You can in the beginning. Most people have so much toxins in them that detoxifying is like the first shot, and it's the best.
Wow.
But eventually you get to the point where, you know, you do the Master Cleanse once every 3 months or so, but in between, you really need to eat lots of leafy green vegetables and put back the alkaline mineral reserves. The alkaline minerals of the body are calcium, sodium, magnesium, and potassium. And it's that calcium that's really important. You know, the doctors talk about an epidemic of osteoporosis, which is to say holes in the bones and a leaching of calcium and the bones getting weak. And I believe what causes that is fried foods, meat, artificial foods, too much to eat, all of that creates an over-acidity in the body. And the body has to have slightly alkaline blood to survive.
Wow.
It will do anything to alkalize that blood. And if it doesn't have the alkaline mineral reserves in other places, it takes that from the bones and the teeth. And that's what you see going on with the diet. The standard American diet is just so acidic that people are losing their alkaline mineral reserves. So the second pillar of vibrant good health is good nutrition, lots of greens. And then,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to touch base more on that. We're going to go ahead and take a break for commercial, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Think Big Radio.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined Dee's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that
Yeah, those jeans.
Oh my.
I told Lisa about Dee's life a month ago, and she had to get last minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses Dee's lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about Dee's life.
How about we come home after the ceremony and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You're crazy.
Join now and get 50% off Dee's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929 or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
Okay, real quick, Peter, how can people reach you? And we have another caller from the 330 area code, so let's get out your contact information so we'll know how to reach you.
Okay, the contact information is www.themastercleanse.com, themastercleanse.com, or just type Peter Glickman into a search engine or the Master Cleanse. You'll get right.
Okay, we have two callers. There's one from the 330 area code and one from the 314 area code. In some cases, they just want to listen, but in other cases, they might have a statement or a question. So 330-245. I'm going to ask you where you're from and what your question is. You'll be live in a second. 330 area code.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Ohio, and my question is, I'm listening to it, and I did the Master Cleanse with Coach Deanne also. But I want to say that for me it was very difficult giving up the smoking. I mean,
wow.
It was very hard for me. It was very hard. I mean, what would you recommend to people who are trying to do the cleanse and to quit, or what, like, other alternatives could you do? It's like I asked Coach Deanne, could I chew gum? She said no. So what would you suggest would help them to be successful with the Master Cleanse versus not smoking?
I guess, first of all, I would say that it's obviously better if people quit smoking.
Obviously, right.
However, I do know of people who have done the Master Cleanse and smoked. Do I think it's as good for them as if they didn't? No. But have they done it and gotten benefit? Absolutely. Having said that, I will tell you that the Master Cleanse has two parts to it. It has what I call the agitator and what I call the rinse cycle.
Okay.
And it's the rinse cycle that I believe is Stanley Burroughs' brilliant genius, because it's what allows to get the toxins out quickly. And it consists of the salt water in the morning and the laxative tea in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps move the toxins out, because going back to that concept of detoxifying again, as soon as you quit smoking, the body starts to get rid of the nicotine and all those other toxins. As soon as they're mobilized in the body starts to crave that. So the fact that, you know, you do the laxative tea in the evening and you do the salt water flush in the morning helps move those out quickly, so that after about 3 days, you know, the craving is pretty much gone.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, but I wanted to ask, just to clarify it, with the salt water cleansing and the tea in the evening, do you do those while you're doing the cleanse?
Absolutely.
Along
They're an essential part of the Master Cleanse.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your name, 330?
Oh, my name is Sherry.
Sherry from Ohio. Thanks
yes.
a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you.
We're going to take this 314 area code call real quick. So that's 314-368. Just tell us your name and where you're from.
Hi. My name is Julian.
Hi, Julian. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Where are you located?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, great.
I did the Mass Cleanse, and it was great. I've done it 3 times.
Wow.
And, the third time was much easier, and one of the things that I did was, I guess I sort of started fasting before I started the fast. In other words, I didn't eat in the morning for a little while, so it was easier when I got into it. But my question was about the salt water cleanse. It worked really well for me, and I wanted to know if that is something that you would recommend that you do even when you start eating again. Or does it make sense to do that?
The my wife and I occasionally do the salt water flush in the morning if we've been up and we ate way too much the night before and we, you know, indulged and we had a bunch of fried food and we just stuffed ourselves. So, yeah, the salt water flush is something you can do again. You don't have to be on a master cleanse to do it.
Okay. And the other question I had is I have a friend who's considering it, but she's afraid of the doing the salt water part, the part of it, because of her blood pressure. She thinks it's going to raise her blood pressure. She takes blood pressure medicine right now.
Well, there's a few points there. The first point I would make is that fasting is known to lower blood pressure.
Okay.
Period. End of scene. The Master Cleanse is a modified juice fast because you're drinking a little bit of lemonade. And so the Master Cleanse typically lowers people's blood pressure. As far as being afraid of doing the saltwater flush because it's going to increase her blood pressure, I don't know of any instances where that's actually occurred, but you have to get the salt proportion to the water correct. It's usually 2 level teaspoons per 1 quart of salt water, but some people need to do more salt in order to get it to work. And you know instantly when it works because it produces several urgent eliminations after about half an hour. So there's no mystery as to whether the salt water flush did or didn't work. But once you get that salt proportion to the water, it just goes right straight through you. And so the body's not sucking up the salt.
Okay.
So there's that situation. And she probably should put in some kind of a conversation with her doctor, because she will probably find that she needs to reduce her blood pressure medicine while she's on the Master Cleanse after probably 4 or 5 days. Because, as I say, fasting does lower blood pressure. I had a good friend of mine who had high blood pressure. He did the Master Cleanse. He was able to discontinue his blood pressure medicine completely.
As well as my mom. My mom came completely off of the medication after doing the Master Cleanse. It is a great alternative to getting off the high blood pressure medication. Absolutely.
One comment, if I may, stick it in here. The Master Cleanse does it, but any form of fasting actually does it. There was a scientific article that was published in the Journal of, I think it was Scientific Nutrition, that was an experiment of 174 patients that were actually hospitalized and put on a multi-day water fast, and the majority of patients were able to come off their medication and achieve normal blood pressure, and all they did was just do a water fast. So fasting by itself typically handles problems for high blood pressure, and the Master Cleanse is much easier to do than a water fast, which is kind of hard on the body. You have to have a lot of alkaline minerals, and it's not as easy.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Coach Dion?
Yep, I'm here. Okay, so this is great. I actually had another question on the salt water cleanse. I think I just lost my thought on that. One of the things I also want to say, you mentioned that there was, I know that you're a big fan of the Master Cleanse. Of course, you wrote your second book on it and how Stanley Burroughs came up with it. I have the Stanley Burroughs book in your book also, Peter. Is there any other form of detoxification? If someone just finds it too difficult to do the Master Cleanse or any of that, because I get a lot of that from my clientele, what are the alternatives would you suggest to them?
Dion, that is probably the best question that I've really. I'm glad you touched on it, because I tell people there's a whole detoxification scale. At the top of it, the fastest, the most powerful form of detoxification is a pure water fast. And at the bottom of it is just stop putting junk in your mouth. And in between, coming down from the top, you have pure water fast, then you have the Master Cleanse, then you have a fruit juice fast, below that you have a vegetable juice fast, below that you have eating 100% raw vegetarian food, below that you have a half raw, half cooked vegetarian food, below that you have just eating vegetarian food and no artificial preservatives, colors, sweeteners or flavors. And there's this whole scale. People think that the more powerful, the better. And that's true to a point, and it's why we began this whole thing with a concept of toxins and detoxification. If you detoxify too quickly, you'll have detox symptoms that are so unpleasant that you will immediately quit doing whatever detox you're doing. And this happens regardless of whether people, I know a lot of people who want to go like 100% raw or a raw vegan diet, or people that want to do water fast and things like that. And you have to go on the gradient of detoxification that you're comfortable with. And there are people who are way too toxic for the Master Cleanse. Anybody who's undergoing chemotherapy or just coming off chemotherapy should not do the Master Cleanse.
Wow.
It'll release way too many toxins way too fast. Max Gerson, who was an MD that researched the nutritional basis of cancer back in the 40s, and set up a regimen for handling a nutritional handling of cancer, said that people who had undergone chemotherapy should not do the coffee enemas that were part of his regimen. Gerson, by the way, is the doctor who invented coffee enemas, and he said that it would release too many toxins too fast. And so there are people that just are too toxic to do it, and that's why I don't say to anybody, you absolutely should do the Master Cleanse. I talk about how wonderful it is. I talk about the gains people get from it. But I will never tell a single individual that they should do it, because you never know how toxic they are. And so they have to do what's comfortable for them. And so that's why I love that question you just asked, Dion, because that's really, that hits right at the home. It hits right at the heart of the matter. It's, you know, there's a whole bunch of detoxification things you can do. And Cece, who's that colon hydrotherapist that called in, I mean, that's a wonderful thing. You know, that's a detoxification method that people can do that's mechanical. You know what
now,
I mean?
Peter, we've got 7 minutes left. This is winding the interview down, but I have a call from the 714 area.
Big, that's CC calling back in to listen.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can you can handle it from here, sister.
Stay off the switchboard. This is my switchboard today. You're the co-host. I'm the host.
All right.
So, yeah. And, you know, I'm glad you brought Cece back up, because she's my colon hydrotherapist. And I just wanted to get your view. You know, there's a lot of opinions when it comes to colon hydrotherapy and colonics and the cleansing. You know, of course, we have alternative methods. And I'm like you, Peter. I've never forced anybody to do the Master Cleanse. Just like I will never force anybody to do colonics, I think it's an individual choice that you have to make for yourself. I know I love the colonic procedure. I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, let's go back to what you talked about in terms of what kinds of detoxification things can people do. And for those that don't want to do the Master Cleanse or shouldn't do the Master Cleanse, colon hydrotherapy is a great thing to do. There was a very famous surgeon back in the early 1900s in England, Sir Arbuthnot Lane, and he was really, very famous. In fact, he was occasionally brought over to the U.S. to give speeches to doctors about his surgical procedures. And he claimed that a vast majority of man's illnesses came from the fact that there were too many toxins in the colon. And so as a consequence, anything that gets those things out is great. The nice thing about the colon hydrotherapy versus the Master Cleanse is, for those people who are too toxic for the Master Cleanse, the colon hydrotherapy doesn't bring the toxins out from other places it's stored. It's only cleaning out the colon. So on a lesser, you know, on a lesser note, for people that are perhaps more toxic or that don't want to try it or can't imagine not eating for 10 days, you know, that's certainly a wonderful, legitimate way for people to go ahead and do it. There's other kinds of cleanses. You know, there's the kind with the shake, the bentonite clay and the psyllium husk shake.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, you eat these substances, they expand 30 to 50 times in volume, and they act like a broom, and they kind of like push waste out. Again, that's a mechanical means, and that's a lesser gradient. It's a slower way to detoxify. It's a good way to just focus on the colon only and not bring things out of the fat cells, bring things out of the joints and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of good reasons for other kinds of things. That's what I have to say.
Excellent. Now, Peter, how often, I'm addicted to it, so I got to say I do the cleanse at least 3 to 4 times a year. How often should one who really wants to live a healthy lifestyle and have detoxification a part of that lifestyle, how often, what's a number, a good number for them to detox throughout in a year?
I'd say stick to the 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what it's really very individual, and it really comes back again to that alkaline mineral thing we talked about. If a person in between master cleanses is eating, you know, primarily green leafy salads, and they're getting a lot of the calcium and magnesium that you get from dark leafy vegetables and things like that, and they're not eating a lot of acidic things, which is to say fried foods, meat, artificially colored preserves, et cetera, refined flour, sugar, et cetera. If they're having a really nice clean diet, they can do a cleanse a little more often. But it really depends on how they are with regard to the alkaline mineral reserves. I know of a couple of ladies that just got absolutely hooked on doing master cleanses, did, you know, like 10 and 15-day master cleanses every month for about 3 or 4 months, and one of them started to have their hair fall out because they were starting to lose the minerals. Fortunately, it's a temporary condition. She took a bunch of minerals and vitamins and stuff, didn't do a cleanse for, you know, another 4 or 5 months, and the hair came right back. It was no big deal. But if you go beyond your alkaline mineral reserves, you know, you'll begin to run into funny things happening to the body, none of which that I know of is permanent. But nonetheless, you really have to make sure you got those alkaline minerals in.
Now, excellent. We only have 2 minutes left to the show. Peter, I personally want to thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on Think Big Radio. We always preach health to our listeners, and just to have you as a guest to give us the knowledge that we need to continue to live a healthy lifestyle is just so great. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. And I want to give you the last 2 minutes of the show to say anything there is you want to say. Maybe you want to thank somebody in your life or anything, or say something to our listeners before our show ends.
Coach Dion, just let me get something out really quick here.
Okay.
5 minutes does not seem like the right amount of time for what you're instructing us on. And we have affiliates out there. And Coach Dion has her own show. We'd love to have you go to her show and take this from beginning to end, even longer. But just like she said, and you get out the people you want to thank.
Okay, well, thanks. First of all, I tell you, I'd love to come on again another time. You guys are great. As far as thanking people goes, let me start with the two of you. I think what you're doing by sharing knowledge to other people is fantastic. I think that the major media, you know, the great big boys with the 3 initials that have huge networks, I think that they're interested in doing whatever they can to sell product and get advertisers. And oftentimes that conflicts with sharing really valuable knowledge that helps enrich people's lives. And you guys, your heart's in the right place and you're doing the right things. And I'm sure that as a result of which, good things flow to you, and I'm glad for it. And it's people like you all across the U.S. and, in fact, across the world that really make the place a wonderful place. You know, we may turn on a TV, I don't watch it much, but we may turn on a TV and we may have the latest violence from someplace or another 10,000 miles away piped into the living room. But, you know, when you walk down the street of the block you live on, pretty much you don't see that. You really see people who are just leading an ordinary life, trying to do what they're doing and making things happy, and every once in a while some parties and some friends sharing good time. And I think it's important that we focus on the positive things in life. And you guys do that, and that's outstanding, and it's important. So, you know, I want to thank you for that. Obviously, Stanley Burroughs, a remarkable man, never met the man, never knew him. He died in the early 90s before I ever found him. But he certainly came up with some amazing stuff. So there's a lot of good folks in this world, and we just try and pass some good things along. That's all.
Great. So thank you so much. Thank you for our listeners that called in today. Thank you for the people who are listening in the chat room with me. Thank you for those who are just listening live in their homes. We appreciate you. We hope that you take this information and take the time out for yourself to be healthy, be happy, and live extraordinary lives. Please continue to listen in to us at Think Big Radio on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And remember, people, happiness is key. So live life, love it, and be happy.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success is thus successful. Think big, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those.